Foreign Correspondent tonight on the ABC, kicks off at 9:30, and tonight focusing on doping in sports, particularly at the moment with the Rio Olympics, and particularly looking at the East Germany state-sponsored doping program. Sarah Dingle's the reporter. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Now let's.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about Raelene Boyle, because most Australians believe that she was absolutely robbed of gold medals due to her East German counterpart. What do you think about that whole thing?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, everyone was talking about it at the time. Everyone was saying, look, the East German women's team, I don't know if they look and sound the way they should. And it took years for proof to come out. So the East German doping regime was massive, absolutely massive. They started sort of in the mid to late 60s, doping men and women with testosterone and steroids in particular. But by 1974, it was actually law that everyone had to dope. So all
wow.
athletes in elite training had to go on a doping program, and their coaches and trainers had to be trained to dope them.
Gee.
And no one was allowed to talk about it. This was a secret law. All copies of this law almost were destroyed after the wall came down. But we've interviewed one man, a microbiologist, who was tasked by the German government to sort of go through the East German scientific research and see, you know, what stacked up and what could be incorporated. And he found an amazing archive of basically an extraordinary history of sports doping.
Unreal.
And this is where it all began. I mean, if you look at the recent WADA investigation into what happened at the Sochi Winter Games, one of the substances which Russian athletes allegedly took is the same steroid that the East Germans used to perfection in terms of sporting glory.
Yeah.
Do we know how the East German athletes who were part of this doping program, how they're going these days after all of those steroids and everything were injected into them?
Look, that's a really good question. I mean, we often talk about cheating, and we talk about did they, didn't they, what are the ethical issues at play here, but there are real physical consequences to overloading your system, if you like. So there is actually a German Doping Victims Association in Germany, and they have hundreds of sick athletes on their books. These athletes are all now only in middle age because, you know, the wall only came down in 1989. Many of them were young, teenagers, when they started competing. But some of the very common problems that the German Doping Victims Association records amongst its members are, you know, musculoskeletal problems. As the head of the association says, look, the skeleton's just worn out. You've packed a lot of muscle onto there. Many athletes have two artificial hips, two artificial knees. They have kidney and liver damage, kidney failure, dialysis. Many of them are on dialysis. And there's evidence to suggest that the serious health impacts were more pronounced in women than men. So what you can see in the female athletes, as well as the men, they have problems with fertility. But for women, if they manage to conceive, there's actually evidence to suggest that the children are more likely to be born with birth defects, which, of course, is extremely tragic for everyone involved.
Sarah Dingle from Foreign Correspondent, ABC 9:30 tonight. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.